I have General Banto Lumisa, the President of the United Democratic Movement, on the line. We have invited General Lumisa to join the X-Space this Sunday, where we want to discuss the intelligence report that had come out about the additional corruption in South Africa, a report which has apparently been authored by the now resigned Director General of the State Security Agency, Thembisile Manjola. Unfortunately, General Lumisa is not available on Sunday to join us, but he has kindly agreed to do a discussion and an interview with me in advance. General, thank you for that opportunity. And I wanted to start off by asking you what your impressions are of this intelligence report. When one reads it, it's a full 54 pages. It makes for seriously disturbing reading. And I saw that you wrote a letter to the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence dated the 27th of November, asking them some very pertinent questions about the veracity of this report, and also whether the committee, as it should do, will be seized with the very disturbing content of the report. General, if you could comment on what your impressions are of the report and how you think this matter should be dealt with by Parliament and by government in general.
Thank you very much, Carl. Thank you to your audience. Firstly, I must apologize to your audience for not being available. I'm heading to Dubai as I speak to attend the COP28. We do have a forum there called Climate Parliament, where you have members of parliament from all over the world. So we will be meeting as from the 2nd up to the 5th. The report, when I received it, I browsed it through, and I found that there is a prima facie evidence which compelled me to write to the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence. The reason why I did so is because no one can just pick up a call and call the head of the DG for State Intelligence. The best route would be to go through that committee, and that committee would either refer the matter to the Inspector General of Intelligence or someone, a minister of that department. I say this from experience because I served in that portfolio committee, on that standing committee before. When I read through the document, I found that one, the person who is a source is named in the report, and he is not shy to tell what had happened in the, what is happening in the judiciary. This is where I think the committee's work will be easy if they are interested to investigate it. Because the person who wrote the report, it seems as if he's ready, would be ready rather, to expand more on what he was saying in that report. The other thing which I wanted us to do as a country was to make sure that this report is linked to the head of the intelligence. Because there's no way that someone can just write a report and prepare and impersonate somebody who is holding that office. But after this thing has gone out, some people have called to say, in actual fact, that report, the president or the presidency or minister of intelligence was aware that is the one of the reasons which led to Majola to quit, because apparently Majola had briefed the minister about these serious allegations, but she shouted at her. So that's a high level gossip. That part is not part of that report, Carl. So, but the truth of the matter is that the state, the parliament, has got an obligation to make sure that an incident of this nature doesn't happen. Whether the judges which have been mentioned there have done whatever they have done, but we have to make sure that we satisfy ourselves as a country that our judges are insulated from these shenanigans.
Now, General, you mentioned that the former Director General, and I call her former because she has subsequently resigned, may have resigned because of a reaction by those in authority, specifically the minister, to this report. You certainly would also like to know whether there is a link between the resignation of Ms. Majola and this report, and as you say, the source that is mentioned in the report, identified, is prepared to talk about the content, talk about what is described in that report, and therefore it should be quite easy for the Standing Committee on Intelligence to follow up with that person, because that source is prepared to speak, is not a source that is running away from speaking, and therefore also verify the content of what is at this stage attributed to that source. Is that the correct assessment? And am I correct to say that it should certainly be a serious concern whether the former Director General was put under pressure to resign because of this report, if it is proved that she was in fact the author of this report?
Well, as we all know now, that after this thing hit the ground, the media did their own homework, and indeed they phoned Mr. Briggs, whose name is in that report, purported to have been compiled by the DG. But he has already confirmed that yes, he did so, he compiled it himself. But the curious part, and the question must be asked, was he mandated to do so by the DG? Why would he want to write a report like that and using the head of intelligence? And look at the timing. It tells you that the minister and the head of department, DG, when they were reported in the media to be not seeing eye to eye, it's a coincidence that at the same time there is this report out. So you can make your own deductions.
Well, as they say, General, in the classics, there's no such thing as coincidences. So in this instance, as you say, one can make one's own deduction on this matter. There are serious allegations in the report which implicate, among others, the current Chief Justice, Mr. Justice Zondo, and also the Judge President of the Gauteng High Court, Mr. Dunstan Malambu. Now, I don't want us to go into the details of those allegations, because as you say, those will have to be proved, but they are certainly serious, and My view would be, and I want you to comment on this, that it is certainly a matter that the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence will have to investigate, take very seriously. It surely is also a matter that the President of our country, President Ramaphosa, should take seriously. And certainly it is a matter that we as a nation, with regards to our judiciary and the fear that there is that our judiciary may be fundamentally compromised and even captured, have to take seriously. Just after this report came out, we had another disturbing situation where the former Chief Justice, Mr. Justice Mogoeng, spoke about what he had spoken about before, and that was the 600 million that was offered to him by a very prominent international businessman. But this time, Mr. Justice Mogoeng spoke in a way that made it absolutely clear that that person who promised the money was George Soros of the Open Society Foundation, and we all know the role that Soros has played in many countries, and it has not always been a role that one can say is covered in glory, but it's often a very interventionist role and trying to decide for nations the direction in which their society should go and to capture some of the important institutions of countries. So what would your view be about how the Joint Standing Committee should go about this matter, firstly? And secondly, you have already written that report on that letter to the Joint Standing Committee on a very, very serious matter on the 27th of November. Have you received any response from the Joint Standing Committee about your request?
I'm not sure. I've not, nobody from my office has brought that to my attention. But I will check. Insofar as the two judges you referred to, my response to you would be as follows. I wrote this letter and gave, as I said, a wrote to the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence. And then I copied the Judicial Services Commission, because the content of that letter is putting a lot of blame on the performance of work of the JSC. And fortunately, both Judge Mlambo and Judge Zondo have served in that institution. And this informant is making reference to their behavior in that institution. So therefore, the president, as well as the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence, should at least attend to that particular reference by this person, whether he's aggrieved or not, but they need to be given their opportunity, an opportunity to rebut those allegations in a formal way.
So are you saying also that therefore the JSC have to take seriously the content of this report, and in addition to what one would hope the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence would do, that the JSC should also conduct its own investigations and respond to the very, very serious allegations that are contained in the intelligence report?
Yes, they have no choice but to do exactly that. Even if the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence, they were to play politics and just dismiss this report as something not serious, the Joint Standing, the Judicial Services Commission has got a responsibility to redeem a dented image by these reports which are flying all over.
As you say, General, this report, although it has in big fat letters printed all over it as secret, etc., has gone into the public domain. It has been flying all over on WhatsApp groups. It's been published in the media. And certainly it seriously dents the image of the JSC and leaves the public with a sense of insecurity about our judiciary. So for the JSC not to act on this would be extraordinary, because it would really have a responsibility towards itself, but also towards overall the justice system in South Africa, to address this and to deal with the serious dent that this report makes to the image of our judiciary and very specifically to the work of the JSC.
Yes, Carl, they have no choice, but I wish I could get the contact numbers of this informant to call Prince and sit down with him and have coffee and see how one can, in the event that these institutions are just dismissing this report. I'm curious, especially on the grievances she has highlighted, and some of those grievances she has highlighted, he states it in the report that they were not investigated, or that the JSC Judicial Services Commission just ignored. On what basis would they do that? And also the other wing of the legal support and so on. So there is a lot which needs to be cleared in that report. But please, if you bump to him, please say, Olumisa would like to have coffee.
Well, General, since his name is known, and since this conversation with you is going to be broadcasted on X, which is a public platform, I'm sure that we will convey in ways that we will find possible to the source that you want to talk to him. And since he's apparently indicated his preparedness to speak, to come out, I'm sure we can be a matchmaker and bring the two of you together. So we will certainly, in my crosshairs, and I myself will make an effort to make that possible for you. And hopefully when you return from Dubai, you can sit down and have that conversation.
Thank you, Carl.
General, thanks for giving us your precious time. I know that you are under pressure. You have to get ready to fly out to Dubai. We wish you all of the best with your trip. I know that you have taken a lead over a long period of time on issues of the environment, and therefore it is appropriate that you will also be going to this meeting. Thank you for sharing your time with us as always. And thank you for always being one of those conscientious members of parliament and leaders of a political party that stands up against corruption and do the difficult things when others who should do so don't seem to have the courage or even the sense of conviction that they have to do so. So thank you for that letter that you've written to the Joint Standing Committee, and I hope you will soon get an indication from them that they will consider this report, and certainly also that the JSC will consider this report, because as you say, neither of them can really, under the circumstances, escape having to do so.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you.
Thank you, General. All of the best, and bye. Travel safely. Goodbye.
Thank you.